We're in Siman Samach Aleph, the halachas of Krishma, pronouncing things properly right now. We are up to Sif Chaf Beis. Af bipsuke de zimra ubitfila tzarich ledaktek bakach. The Machaber says that even in psuke de zimra and in davening, you should be medaktek, you should be careful and pronounce all the words carefully. The Ramah says, Hagav u adin akor b'tor b'nevim uksuvim yesh li zar. Also, a balkore should be a balkore. If someone is reading, is laning in Taranavim and Ksuvim, he should make sure to pronounce things properly. So, why is it that they that Chazal were so careful mentioning it only in Kriyashma? That's because everyone has to say Shema, and it's Kabbalas Omal Chashamayim. Sif Chav Gimel Tzorach Ledaktek Shlo Yerape HaChazok Velo Yechazek HaRofe Velo Yoniach HaNod Velo Yonid HaNach. You have to make sure that you are not making into you are not making a fey of a pay, a pay of a fey, a dogish shvanah into a shvanach, a shvanach into a shvanah. What is a shvanach? A shvanach is a passive one. A shvanah is more of an active one, and that is at the beginning of the word, or following a tnuah gedola, as it's called. We'll see what they are right away. Then one has a shavo, which is pronounced shavo then. Whereas in the middle of ote, in the middle of a word, following a tnua katana, the way you pronounce it is that it's a shvanach. It is the end of that syllable. So instead of sh, it will be ash. What is a tnua gedola? So the Mishnah Berurah gives us a simon of pitu chei chosam. The chirik that is followed by a yud is a chirik gadol, and that is a tnuah gadola. Two, here we are talking about the shuruk sound with the vav, chay the tsere, chosam the cholam, and as well as the kametz. So these are all tnuahs gadolas, and anything that follows them would any shva that follows them is considered a shva na, which brings us to sif chav hay. Kishayomer ukshartam lios al yodecho yemashmesh bitfilin shel yad. Oh, excuse me, I skipped chav dalet. Sif chav dalet. Tzarech likros kriyashma betaimim kamo shehin betorah. You are supposed to lane Shema with the tamei hamikra, the way one lanes them when he lanes. That is the machaber. The Ramah says of a lo nagu kein b'mdina selu, that is not the minik here. Umikol makom hamedakdikim machmirim b'kach. The medaktikim are careful to lane it that way. The Mishnah Berurah says that even if one doesn't lane it with the actually tamei hamikra, he should make sure to stop at the right place, and not just not just keep reading word after word. Further, chaf hei, kishiyomer ukshartam lios al yadecha yemashmish betfilin shel yad. When he gets to Ukshatam Lios al Yadecha, he should touch his tefillin shel yad. Kshiyomer v'hayula totofas b'neinecha yimashmish b'shel rosh. There he should touch the tefillin shel rosh. Ukshiyomer urisem also yimashmish b'beis tzitzio shel fanav. When he says urisem also, he should touch the two tzitzis in front of him. And we had seen before that it's brought down that you can put them over your eyes. And the Mishnah Berurah mentions here that there's no difference between the Ukshartam and the Totofos in the first parsha or in the second parsha. Chavav, yesh noagim likros kriyashma b'korom, v'yesh noagim likros obalachash. Some say Shema out loud, some say it low. Says the Mishnah Berurah, that says the Ramah, hagom, mikol makom yomer pasuk rishon b'korom v'chei noagim. At least the first pasuk should be said loud. The Mishnah Berurah brings up here the question of, can someone else be motzi with Shema? If someone else says the parshiyos of Kriya Shema, can you fulfill that with Shomea Ka'ona? So he brings down that according to Rov Achronim, you are Yotze Shema with Shomea Ka'ona, but with the condition that you understand the meaning of the words. If one is being motzi a rabim, then the din is that he's motzi them since he says it in Lashon Kodesh, even if they don't understand the meaning of the words. So if you're being motzi the yachid, he has to understand. If you're being motzi a tzibur, he does not even have to understand, and he is yotze with shomea ka'ona.